This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, November 28th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A former Hindu, now Christian pastor named John Lakra and his wife were on the way to the hospital in Odisha State, India at about 7 p.m. on October 23rd, taking their 18-month-old baby in for emergency treatment when hundreds of Hindu extremists surrounded his car, hurling stones at them and hitting the windows with rods, reports Morning Star News. Pastor Lakra said, quote, "They pulled me out of the car, slapped and beat me black and blue. They ripped on my clothes. Not a single part of my body was left unstruck," end quote. After throwing him onto the road and kicking him, they picked him up and forced him onto a motorcycle. With hundreds following, they took him to a Durga idol and forced him to kneel before it even as they continued beating him. Pastor Lakra said, quote, "Then they poured a gallon of petrol on me. Right there, I was praying in my heart. I said, 'Lord, I submit myself to you. May this bring glory only to you.' While I was praying, I was so moved by the Spirit. After they poured petrol on me, miraculously, there was a blackout, and within minutes, police reached the spot and rescued me," end quote. James 5:16 declares that the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Pastor George Lifted and his cyclist driver were beheaded in the Cross River state of Nigeria, Africa over the weekend as the communal conflict continues to plague the area, reports the Christian Post. Nigeria ranks as the 14th worst country in the world when it comes to Christian persecution, where violent Muslim Fulani herdsmen continue to attack Christians and farming communities, according to Open Doors USA's 2018 World Watch List. A group of angry vegans from Direct Action Everywhere stormed the Turo Steakhouse in Brighton, Brazil, and played recordings of cows being slaughtered as diners ate their steaks, reports The Sun, holding up anti-meat eating signs that said, quote, "It's not food, it's violence," end quote. Their spokeswoman attempted to give a speech about the benefits of veganism as patrons can be heard mocking her, with one mimicking a cow mooing. Evangelist Franklin Graham said he is an outspoken supporter of President Trump because he defends the Christian faith, reports TheHill.com. On Axios on HBO, Graham said, quote, "Now people say, well, Frank, but how can you defend him when he's lived such a sordid life?" end quote, appearing to reference things such as the multiple allegations of sexual misconduct against the president. Graham noted, quote, "Trump has admitted his faults and has apologized to his wife and his daughter for things he has done, and he has to stand before God for those things. I never said he was the best example of the Christian faith. He defends the faith, and I appreciate that very much," end quote. This Christmas season, as you celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ by giving presents, no doubt you would like to avoid spending your hard-earned money on the 24 companies that help fund the abortion giant Planned Parenthood. The list of pro-abortion companies, compiled by the Independent Journal Review, includes Adobe, American Express, Bank of America, Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream, Bath & Body Works, Clorox, Converse, Dockers, Energizer, Expedia, Frito-Lay, Groupon, Johnson & Johnson, Kraft Heinz, Levi Strauss, March of Dimes, Microsoft, Nike, Pepsi, Pfizer, Starbucks, United Airlines, Verizon, and Wells Fargo. Planned Parenthood, which kills 320,000 baby boys and girls a year, has an annual revenue of $1.4 billion, $523 million of which comes from private contributions. Psalm 59, verse 2 says, "Deliver me from those who do iniquity, and save me from men of bloodshed." And finally, the Trump administration is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to bypass lower courts and take up a case involving the military's proposed ban on most transgender military members, reports Christian Headlines. According to National Public Radio, the military's proposed policy would prohibit service by those, quote, "who require or have undergone gender transition," end quote. Under the Obama administration, the military changed rules to allow transgender personnel to serve. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. on this Wednesday, November 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.